Jesus Heiland, meine Seele, lass an deine Brust mich flehen, da die Wasser näher rauschen und die Wetter höher ziehen. O, wie gut ist dir vertrauen, Jesus dir ergebe ich mich. Seele drüben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewig lieb. Berg mich in dein Leben stürmen, bis vollendet ist mein Lauf. Führe mich zum sicheren Hafen, nimm dann meine Seele auf. Oh, wie gut ist dir vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Andere Zuflucht hab ich keine, sagen hoff ich nur auf dich. Lass, oh, lass mich nicht alleine, hebe her und stärke mich. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, das kein Leben mich erschreckt. Mit den Schatten deiner Flügel sei mein wehrlos Haupt bedeckt. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Gnade um Gnade, volle Sehnung, sind in dir, o Jesu mein. Lass die Heilung mich beschämen, nimm dir meine Seele ein. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Du bist ja des Lebens Quelle, die den Durst auf ewig stillt. Sei der Born in meinem Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quillt. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Bis ja das Leben für alle, die den Durst auf ewig still. You're depressed, you're like a pig, die den Durst auf ewig still. You gotta put in an effort. I have no one to blame, how I long to hide my face, I was so ashamed. For all the wrong I've done, I know I had to pay. I was bound to face hell's flames. I'll be there today, my friends, but for the blood, but for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary tree. But for the blood, there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood, that cleanse them, set me free. Even now I get so low, you know, devil lets me know I'm so undeserving. I'm unworthy of God's love, and yet I know it's true, but here I am with the chosen few I stand today. I'm saved just by the blood, but for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary tree. But for the blood there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness, it's filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Even now I get so low, you know the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving. I'm unworthy of God's love, and yes, I know it's true, but here I am with the chosen few I stand today. I stand but for the blood, but for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary tree. But for the blood there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness, it's filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Nations are breaking, Israel's awaking, the signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is numbered with horrors and comfort, eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, her national love long dethroned. Today she is calling, her letter rains falling. Return, O disperse to your own. The day of redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is their God. To this generation spurns God's revelation, will walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is their God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There is coming a day when no heartaches will come. No more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more party over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. More than fame, wealth, or desire, more than lose world's attire, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Take my possessions, great and small, friends and family, you can take them all. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Get more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name is Christ, and the Lamb's great book of life. I got here and say, well done, enter my child you want. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. give. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child you want, but more than anything in my life I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I got to hear and see, well, enter my child. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I'm a pilgrim on a journey, seeking for a better land. The way gets rough and the trial's so hard to bear. But I caught him who started with me, that he'll be there to the end. And when I need a strength, I'm trying, he blesses me again. And it's so hard to comprehend that he takes thought of me. The stars that shine, the sunrise at his command. I'm just a small, small grain of sand. And the wonders of his hand.
And when I need the strength, I find he blesses me again.
I've not always been the best man, or the Lord that I could be. I stumble, yes, sometimes I've given in. But the Lord is great in mercy, and the moment I repent, I find he blesses me again. And it's so hard to comprehend that he takes thought of me. The star that shines, the sun rises at his command. I'm just a small, small grain of sand, and the wonders of his name. And when I need strength, I find he blesses me again. I've not always been the best man, for the Lord that I could be. I stumble, yes, sometimes I've given in. But the Lord is great in mercy, and the moment I repent, I find he blesses me again. And it's so hard to comprehend that he takes thought of me. The stars that shine, the sun rises at his command. I'm just a small, small grain of sand, and the wonders of his hand. But I need strength, I find he blesses me again. Blessed is he that's not offended at me and my word. If you're a Christian, you sometimes have to say things. If you're a carrier of truth, you got to say it the way it is. Especially at Laodicea, you can't be this watered down. Call black and white, white. You can't say it's okay to be a homosexual and expect to go to heaven. You gotta stand up for your rights. You gotta stand up for what's right, for the word. Yeah. Sometimes it'll offend you. Blessed is he that not offended at me and my word. That's that simple.
That's right, it's already written.
Thank you. Established fact.
Yeah, so there's nothing to do with judging or anything. It's just the Word of God has spoken it.
I guess that Dolly Parton died. I was making a big ado about it. But I don't know. I never thought much of her because she's too much of an entertainer. Too phony. Always makeup and just an entertainer. A lot of guys did brag her up, but, you know.
Yeah,
there's
great.
Some things that like when you're in a play like that, you affect a lot of people. You got to take a stand for what's right. She could take a stand against these homosexuals. Well, you take a stand. It's not right to be a homosexual. It's just that simple.
Yeah, she called it judging. Well, in the Word of God, it clearly says that these people, sexual immoral and homosexuality, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, is that judging? Is the word judging?
I'm just saying the word.
Yeah, exactly. So the Word of God has already established it. So there's no need for anybody to argue with or debate that fact. You know, it's already spoken and declared. And if people want to live that lifestyle, well, you know, they're not going to inherit no kingdom of God. It's just that simple.
The compromiser, they will praise her to high heaven, but
mm-hmm.
I never did much care for her because she doesn't know where she stood on issues. Mm-hmm. She had to take a stand on issues like that basketball player. There's people that are standing for that Cunningham because she's standing against his transgender garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Rightly so. And then there's people they protest against her and some are for her. Well, people got to know where to stand, especially in the hour we're now living, and you've got to make a stand. Are you going to stand with Sam and Lorraine, or are you going to go stand with that Leonard and these compromisers? Well, we're standing for truth. You're not standing with Sam and Lorraine. You're standing for truth. That's why we have to do what we're doing. We're not very popular, believe you me, but we're standing for truth. We're not offended in the Word,
mm-hmm.
and we're putting it out there. As it is written, I have seen a man that was right of a thousand circling kin. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and dim. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and glaring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hebrews 12. I'm just going to read, continue with this program here. We'll come at it from the other angle now. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. A lot of people gone before us, paved the way for us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. What's that unnecessary weight? I don't know how that. We all got issues. Lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. Probably unbelief.
Yeah, that's
not willing to stand up.
I believe that's what Brother Branham said.
The sin that doth easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Everybody has a job to do. We all have a calling on our life. We just got to find out what it is. I'll be praying ever since the Lord saved me. Lord, let me find my place in Christ. It's something that built into a person. If he has any moral, any decency, he knows that God created him for a certain specific job. But when we come in this world, we're lost and undone. We come into this word speaking lies. We got no compass or nothing. That's why I pray, Lord, help me find my place in Christ. And once I find it, help me to be faithful to what you've called me to be. That's the bottom line. That's the end of the matter, you know. Just find your place in Christ and then put your shoulders to the wheel and do whatever it takes. No matter what they throw at you to kill you, well, so let it be. At least you're dying in the Lord. Which doth so easily be said as that let us run with patience that the race that is set before us. You and I, we have a pretty tough road to hoe because we got to say some things and address some issues that nobody else wants to address. But we know we got to do what we got to do. We got to do our job. We got to be faithful to what God has called us to be. If people don't like it, well, I can't help that because if we offend people, well, we're in a different chapter. We're not in this Luke or Laodicea chapter. We want to be salty and we want to, what do we say? We want to say it and be done with it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus had his issues with these scribes and these Pharisees, the same way we do. He paved the way for us. The author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame, and is sat down at the right hand throne of God. It's just what keeps us going. There's a joy that's set before us, and that's just what we're doing here. I wouldn't want to live in this world without this program. The Lord gave us this program here. It's not my program. The Lord just one day, he woke me up and he told me to do something with your life. The truth is marching on. We're living in an hour of major deception where everything comes against us. And the Lord knew we're going to need a little bit of time early in the morning when the sun, before the sun gets up even. And then we're going to have to spend time in the Word. And that's what we're doing. And then the first thing I do when I get up, I read my 3 chapters out of the Bible. I got this program on my phone that just gives you 3 chapters, two or three in the Old Testament. And right now I'm Psalm and one in Acts. And that's what we do. That's what keeps me going from day to day. Because without that, I don't think I'd make it. And then what we do then, we spend time, have an hour or something in prayer and whatever the Lord puts in your heart, you know. And then we sing these old songs from that songbook, and then we have a conversation, and that's how we start today. Without that, I was thinking yesterday, I was driving down the road. Man, I don't think I'd make it without this program. It's not my program. It's a program that the Lord thought it'd be best if we did that in order to make it, because we're living in an hour of time where it's practically about to make it through. The jungle, all the temptation, and everything that's out there, you're not going to make it. All the deception and the horrors that's rampant out here, you're not going to make it if you don't spend time in the Word. And I know here a while back I was slacking out with reading the Bible. And before you know it, you're caught up in things that you have not to be caught up in. Or you got more temptations and then you got to fight the devil more. That's what I'm trying to say. But if you read a Word and you start to deal with prayer, the battle is a lot easier. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't have to put up with all these forces that come against you. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We just pray, Lord, you'll help us with your word to say it in such a way, Lord, that it'll resonate within the hearts of the people. Let them know, Lord, that we have a job to do, and if they're offended by it, well, that's not our problem. That's their problem, Lord. And we just pray you'll give us the grace to say things in the right way, with salt and with fire and with passion, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, because if you don't open their understanding, Lord, and you allow them to see that this is a serious hour that we're now living in, we're just living here in exposing days of time, and everything that you prophesied in your word is happening actually right before our very eyes, Lord. Earthquakes and diverse places, men loving pleasure, born in God, all this is not coming. This is, we're right in it, Lord. We just pray you'll give us the grace to make it through this jungle that we find ourselves in. We pray, Lord, once again, open the hearts of the people, open their understanding, draw a picture in front of their eyes before it's too late. Lord, most of all, we pray you'll lift that increase. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, Theta, I'm going to look at the opposite, like the joy that's set before him. Mm-hmm. And if you want to take the opposite, if the joy of the Lord keeps you and I going, the joy that's set before him, because we know what we're saying, we know what we're doing, we know what we found. We were searching and looking, and finally we come to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and that gave us joy unspeakable, full of glory. It's a spiritual gold mine. That's all we ever wanted. But then there's the other side, the other flip side of it. That's what I want to talk about. The flip side of it, men's hearts feeling them for fear of what's coming. See, you and I, we're not afraid of what's coming. We know what's coming. We know the day of the Lord is coming just up the road here. We know where we're living in time, right to the day, October the 15th, 2021. You've got exactly 1,260 days. Everything is mapped up in the book of Revelation. And then from there on, once you hit the middle, then there's a reason it's divided like that. And then from there, it's 42 months. It's cut and dry for anybody that wants to see it. I used to read the book of Revelation, but I didn't understand it. And now here, we not only understand it, we've given us the mandate to put it out there and explain it to the best that we know how. The Lord gave us the midnight cry. Once we saw that, we saw the whole entire, just in the crystal, so crystal clear that the child, the man, or a fool cannot miss it. You can't. It's so easy to understand. You just take, but then I cried. The cloud was up in the sky over in Arizona. Back, like I keep saying, just go into on your phone, iPhone, just punch in Mystery Cloud, 1963, Life Magazine, and then it'll give you. It'll tell you the layout, what happened, what's going on there, and it'll tell you everything. Well, that was the midnight cry, was the middle of Laodicea. That's so much they got for the thing up in the sky, the signs in heaven, and then earth below. And then from there, we found out 1906 was the beginning of Laodicea. Then we found out by doing a little bit of math that then 2021, October the 15th, 2021, that's the end of the grace age. That's when the seventh seal was opened. That's when the week of Daniel began. That's when the 1,260 days began to count in the 42 months. And then right after that, immediately after the tribulation of those days, so the sun be shining and the moon shall not give her light, and then they will see the sign of the Son of Man coming with power and glory of glory. You just open the heavens and everybody will see it. This same Jesus that you see and go, he's coming back in like manner. And everybody will see him. It says, every eye shall see him. And those that pierced them, every human being on the face of the earth will see that transformation in the sky, because it'll take 24 hours. It'll go all around the world. It's just slowly descending. The Lord is coming back. It won't be instantly. It's just a gradual coming back. When they see him, they'll say to the rocks, fall on us into the mountains, cover us for him that's coming back. It'll be a panoramic view. Everybody will see it. That's what the Bible says. Every eye shall see him, because we're living here now. And this part of the world where, you know, it'll take a rotation, and then every eye shall see it. Some place it's dark, at some place it's light, and then as this rotates, every eye will see him, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But it'll be too late for some people. And then what I'm trying to say today is we've gotten ourselves ready, because we were searching, we found that eternal life. This is going to be eternal life that they believe on them and my will send. We've been over it and over it time and time again, but we got to be repeating it, because you know the devil will do exactly what he did with that Joe Mandel from Forest River Colony. When he went for 3 years, he went around and told everybody that he had another buddy experience, and he told every hunterite, well, not everyone, because what the he did it wherever there wasn't ear. He went to these colonies that would allow him to see and speak. He didn't go to the Bloomingdale colony because, first of all, they wouldn't let him in there. But he went to Milltown. He went to came up to our place and he spoke with my dad, but he went to different colonies. He went to New Haven, he went to Concord, he went to the different places where he knew people would at least listen to him. And then he told us that Cartwright thing is not it. It's just we're being deceived, we're being duped. And see, we got a hold of it. And he told my dad, down there's got to be something out there. We put our life on the line, we'll find it. And that's what, that for 15 years, that kept gnawing away at me when I heard him say that. That someday I knew I'm going to just have to put my life off the line. I'm going to have to lose everything in order to find what that man said is out there. And that's exactly what happened. I remember sitting in my house looking out the window and I said, Lord, there's got to be something somewhere. I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to drive until I can't drive no more. And you're going to have to show me where it's at, where this thing is at. Because I was clueless. And then in a vision, the Lord told me to go out to Vancouver, and he gave me a bed. And a vision, I was able to see a church building. Well, I know exactly, I know I can't go south because there's nothing down there. The Lord won't show me. It's out west. So I ended up out in Vancouver. And then when I drove into the parking lot where that Cloverdale Bible Read church is, there was that vision that I seen. There was that church building that I seen. And then I went to church there, and they told me about a prophet, and this is what I've been looking for, and then there is eternal life. This is life eternal that they believe on them of I will send. Brother Ben was gone by then already, but they were preaching that, and they're telling me about the prophet, and I told you yesterday what happened and transpired, but see, we found that thing, and then we found that eternal life, joy unspeakable and full of glory. But there's a flip side to that. If you haven't put in an effort to look for that joy unspeakable, full of glory, then there's another side. There's men's heart failing them for fear of what's coming. I want to just kind of bring it in closer to home, like here 2-3 weeks ago that I from Lumigard Colony died, and then they had a funeral and they buried him. And I know him personally. I had a lot to do with him over the years. And kind of like, I took it very personally when I saw it here in the app that he had passed away. Because, like I say, I had a lot to do with the man. And growing up, we had a lot. He was a fun guy. He was a good entertainer. He was a people person. He was fun to be with. And we didn't agree on a lot of things we didn't agree on. But he was a very entertaining kind of a person, and he got involved. I got involved with him somehow over spiritual matters, and I took my baptism and I took my salvation very serious back in the day. And we run into some debates, because he knows me, he knows of me, and then it was actually his sister that falsely accused me of attempting to rape her, and he knew all that, he knew who I was, and I kind of, like I say, I kept in touch with him over the years, and he knew that his sister falsely accused me, he knew all that, and then he knew all about his dad when he had to deal with that Henry episode, where that Henry from Rosebank went down and they reported that making that Paul for the way they treated him, and he told him, go home and take a truck and go take your wife to the doctor and go wherever you need to do it. Then there was he knew all about that. That he knew that his stepmom died just when she tried when they came down to question him about it, and she had a stroke, and 2 weeks later they murdered. See, he knows all these things, and he knows he needs to step up to the plate and do exactly what I did. I had to step up to the plate, and I had to tell my dad, my father-in-law, that he's a renegade, he's a crook, and it cost me everything, but at least I had joy and speaking full of glory. At least I told him what's right and wrong, and he should have done the same thing. He knew he was set out, and he knew his dad was a crook because he had to do with him every day. He knew about that Henry episode. He knew that his sister falsely accused me because he knew all that stuff. But you know, What are you going to do? Are you going to just sweep it under the rug, pretend nothing happened, and just go on the merry road, just leave well enough alone? Or are you going to step up to the plate and be counted, like you and I? We begin to step up to the plate. We see all the corruption, and what we do, we just step up and count us everything. But at least we got your unspeakable and full of glory, and see the flip side is, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, if you don't step up, and then of course you know what you should do, and you don't do it, then because the Bible says, he that knoweth to do the will of God and doesn't do it, he'll get the double stripes. And that's what he was going down the road of life that Ike was. And the day he died, and when I heard he died, I was kind of wondering, would he have cancer? What was wrong with the man? And then I heard he had a heart attack. And just bingo, there he was, a major heart attack. And then a few days later, they buried him. See, men's hearts failing them for fear. Because when he heard he died, and went to the Lord about it, and all I could get, like a tape recorder, men's heart failing him for fear of what's coming. See, when you don't do your part, and you don't step up to the plate when you need to stand up, take a stand, then your heart is always pumping. Your heart, you know what you need to do, and you don't do it, then your heart... You won't have joy unspeakable, that's for sure. You'll have your heart is failing them for fear of what's coming, because they know very well they need to do something about it, and they don't do nothing about it. And then that scripture comes in, men's heart failing them for fear of what's coming. See, our heart, we're not failing for fear. We're not afraid of what's coming up the road here. And because we know already what's coming. It's all written out in the Bible what's coming. And the coming of the Lord, the day of judgment is coming here in this generation. We're just a few short years from the time when then a big angel will come down, tie up Satan and throw him into hell. And then right then and there, that's coming the day of the Lord, the 30 days. Everything is mapped out in the book of Revelation. Used to read it over and over again. I didn't understand it, but now I know exactly. After the tribulation of those days, after the 6,000 years of Satan's reign here on earth, there comes a day, the first thing that comes, the day of the Lord. God is going to clean out for 30 days. It'll take exactly 30 days because the Bible says so. 30 days, the day of the Lord is on, and then he separates it for 45 days, the separation of the goats and the sheep, and then it says, blessed is he that comes from 1,330 days. And that's after the, who blessed is he that makes it through this whole uproar. Men's hearts feeling them for fear, and all the planet will reel to and fro like a drunk man. That's here, this generation. Then it says, blessed is he that comes to downtown 330 days, because that's when the millennium sets in. If you made it to that, you're gonna be going into that, and that glorious millennium that God has prepared for all those that pass the test. To you and I, everything is blueprinted, everything is set. But see, what we're trying to talk to you got to do your part. Otherwise, you're going to someday face God's judgment because you're not doing your part. Like I say, he that knoweth to do the will of God and does do it, he's going to have a double dose of it. Like I say, keep saying there's a lot of people that have been listening to us, and then we have to say something that's offends them, man. Blessed is he that are not offended at me and my word. But we got to do what we got to do because we found our place in Christ, and now the Lord gets us to say things, and today he wants us to talk about the flip side of joy unspeakable full of glory. There's another side to it. There's men, and if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then you'll fall into the flip side of it. Men's hearts feeling good for fear of what's coming on, like that icon from Bloomingdale, that preacher from Bloomingdale. He had a heart attack. Why? Men's hearts failing them for fear. He knew exactly what has been transpired. He knew his dad was a crook, and he knew his sister was a false accuser. He knew all that. But, you know, sometimes it's just easier to push it under the rug, mm-hmm. or so they think. Mm-hmm. But then he goes down the road alive, always worrying. Oh, look, he was not your regular person. He had a lot of capacity, a lot of wisdom, a lot of understanding, and he knew exactly what he needs to do. And but he knew he'd have to go after that holy circle, like it was pretty obvious. And then that Mick, Paul, they both died. That Mick, he was a preacher too. But to see what the Lord required of them, now that Bloom got Jig, they knew very well he was lying. And they knew very well that his wife died because she was lying against the Holy Ghost. They knew all that better than I do. Now, all God is requiring of that I step up to the plate and get, and let people know what's going on. Go after that holy circle. That Mick from Rosebank, he had a horrible death. He was a tremendous pain. They couldn't give him enough drug to quieten his pain because he's got to step up to the plate. Men's hearts failing them for fear. He was involved with that. But now he's not doing what he needs to do. And then judgment hits him and then he dies. And see, that is the flip side. We got giants, people full of glory, because back in the day when the Lord called on us, we stuck up to the plate, and of course he cost us everything. Of course we lost everything. That's the price that you have to pay when you stand up for truth in the day that we're living in. And see, but now the flip side of it, people just ignore it, they just sweep it under the rug, they're offended at the word, and then day by day, even at night, they wake up and they go, I need to do something, but I'm not doing it. And then eventually your heart is failing for fear of what's coming, and it's coming closer and closer. The noose is tightening, and we're coming right down to the wire where the day of the Lord will kick in. Just that simple. But see, you and I, we got the program. We got John Speakable, full of glory, the joy that's set before. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because of the joy of the Lord, because we found that place of eternal life. We found the message for our day. Just that simple.
Yeah, it clearly says, blessed are you when you're being persecuted. So in that persecution, you can see that the end will result in joy, just like Jesus. It clearly says, why did the pain that he had to go through, what he endured, the cross, being despised, the shame, and all that will bring in the end joy. You know, if he would not have done what he did, that joy would not have been what he would come to. You know, the same way with us, you know, with people. They have more fear of man, of what man will do and the persecution that they would have to endure, than the joy that they can see further down the line of enduring all that here in this life and then having that joy in the end. I would rather go through the suffering, the pain, and the persecution, and the ridicule, and the end, and have that joy, mm-hmm. than here in this life, momentarily, people looking up to you and thinking you're something, and the end you have nothing, you know. It's just a simple arithmetic here, mm-hmm. you know. People like they lift up Dolly Parton as a saint, which if she was a saint in their eyes, well, that's only in their eyes, but through the eyes of the Scripture, mm-hmm. and through the lenses of the Scripture, if I look at her life. Did she ever stand up for what is right and what is for righteousness and being persecuted for that righteousness? I can't see anything. In fact, I listened to a little clip from her where somebody asked her about the LGBT community and she was supporting it. And the person asked her if she ever gets any flack for it. And she said, oh, she gets it all the time. And I keep telling people, you know, we're not here to be a judge. We're not God. God is the judge. Well, the Word has already spoken it. How is that judging, you know? So, you know, if you want to be wishy-washy in this life, you never really take a stand. In the end, I really can't say anything like she was a very... joyful kind of a personality and stuff, but that doesn't really say anything, you know. I want something that in the end, you can see that she stood for something, you know, something that is right. Just like Brother Branham, he once said, like, he has seen 6 feet people, like they're 6 feet tall, but there is no character in the man, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just nothing there. You know, you judge a person by its character and the things that he stands for. You know, that's why when I came to the ministry of Brother Branham, I saw there a man that can stand up against what is wrong, and he can stand up for the truth. Like, he stood up against all those preachers that were coming against him with water baptism in Jesus' name. And he stood up against those preachers, and he was able to stand. And you know, that's character. That's what I mean when a person stands up for something that they believe in and what is right. The same way with Brother Jackson, he did the same thing. See, that's the character of a man, that at the end of the day, you know, you appreciate that, because, you know, it's something that you like the something that you go through in your life. Let's say when growing up on the colony, and you saw the corruption there, you saw the wrong, the partiality and everything that's part of a religious organization, because there's no spirit and life there. And then you see that corruption, and then you come across somebody that stands up, like Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. He stood up against this whole world of religion and organization, and you're so your heart is full of joy that you found somebody that will, you know, with a backbone. Your soul and spirit, it brings such joy to that. But people that don't do that, like you were mentioning that Ike, and there's many people. His dad was a butcher. Like, I remember him coming to Miami Colony when he would put people in this Auschwitz and Umfriedung, and he seemed to just love it. He relished doing that, you know. And I thought that man was a real butcher. He would really mutilate people. I thought that's just not right, you know. You know, we're all sinners, and here he's he's content. He's putting these people in punishment, and he is no better, you know. And you know, see, that's the difference when somebody stands up for the truth of God's word. I mean, about God's word here, and somebody that just tries to murder a person just because they did something wrong, you know. That's the difference between when I see Dolly Parton. To me, she is like you said, an entertainer and a person that just wanted to please people. Well, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for somebody that's standing for something, standing for the truth. And just like Jesus, he stood for something, and in the end, he saw that joy at the end of his journey. And that's what we're looking for. We don't, the suffering and the pain and the shame that you go through because of what you stand for, in the end, you see that joy that awaits you.
Yeah, they're all praising to high heaven, but when I thought about it, I see her sometimes singing, and she's got a good voice, and she sings and harmonizes and everything. That's all good and well. That's the life she's in there. You're not going to convince me all of a sudden that she was this great saint that everybody's trying to make. When I thought about her, she's just a wishy-washy person, just a Laodicea, just everything go along to get along, just because for the sake of entertaining, you know. If you take a stand for what's right, you're going to lose a lot of supporters. And that's exactly what happened. She just kind of decided one day she would be just this wishy-washy Christian, this wishy-washy so-called Christian and entertainer, and then that way she'll have the Democrats and the Republicans on her side because she's not taking a stand. Like that lady, like I tell you before about that lady that does the basketball player. Apparently she's a pretty good basketball player, but she lets everybody know where she stands. She was asked and Shalom where she stands. She says she's not for this transgender, she's not for men and women sports, and she's taken a lot of flack. She's being persecuted big time, simply because she's taken a stand. And the same with you and I. We're taking a stand for the things that's right. We're not going along with that Leonard and his program because it's diabolic. It's not of God, it's of Satan. And then all these people that support him, of course they hate us because we're letting them know this is where it's at. We're telling them the truth. They know exactly we're right. We don't have to go around telling them that we're right and they're wrong. They know it in their conscience when they wake up at night. They know deep in their heart that we're right. No, especially here in this closing days of time, where everything is becoming so obvious that we're just, today we're just showing you the flip side. If you do not stand up for what's right, believe you me, you're not going to have joy unspeakable full of glory. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be there, the joy that's set before you, because just if you don't do what you need to do, like I say, you're going to have to double strike. Like that Danny from Bloomfield, he knows I'm right, because we used to be in the same page with him. We've had a lot to do over the years. And he knows that the things that we say are 100% accurate, and he knows the stand that we're taking. He knows we're right, and he knows he's wrong, because he doesn't have nothing to stand on. He's got no scripture to stand on. All he's got is religion, and that unright system he's living, and a world of deception. He's the kind of person that you can convince him that man from Forest River Colony that came around and drove around telling people, we're being duped, we're being deceived. So what they do, they close their ears. They don't want to hear it because they got it made that these preachers do. They got they're in charge of all that. People give them a surge of power and recognition, and they're popular. They get up and preach and have a funeral now and then and things like that. It just builds up their ego. But see, the reality of it is, it's all just a phony lifestyle. It's not real. And there needs to be more than just you and me stepping up to the plate and exposing it. But see, they won't do it. Then when you hear one day, he's had a heart attack and he died. Men's hearts feeling them for fear. Our heart is okay with everything that's going on. We got, we're sticking back to the plate. We're letting people know where we stand. Like I say, we don't agree with everything that's going on, and we let people know where we stand. And that's why we're being hated. We're being put in the out simply because we're telling people the truth. And I just pray to God that we continue to do so, because nothing is going to intimidate us anymore. We just made up our mind.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we see the conditions all around the world, Lord. There's turmoil everywhere, but just like you said in your word, that these are the conditions that will be in the end time. There's going to be lukewarmness. Good will be called evil and evil called good, Lord. And there's very few people that stand up for truth, Lord. And you can see it, Lord, that the result of that, like Laodicea, lukewarm, and people that have failed to stand up for what is right, Lord. And that's why evil and darkness can overtake. But when good men do nothing, they don't stand for something, wickedness and these things overtake, and you can see that the condition that we're living in is a result of that. So we just want to be salty, Lord, and vigilant and sober in the hour we're living in, and because we know that darkness just wants to invade everywhere. You can see it. It just wants to overtake. But Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you'll help us, Lord, to withstand all these forces that are out there. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.